Well, this is a very special weekend. Yesterday we celebrated All Saints Day, and today we celebrate All Souls Day. It's so inspiring to see the 100 or so children come down in today's Mass dressed up as the saints. Earlier today somebody said, "Father, I really like your Halloween costume this year. How can I get one?" Well, this is the beautiful liturgical vestments, the color of black. Now, you might not have seen black vestments for many years, but it's still one of the official approved liturgical colors that we wear on All Souls Day. And this was made by the wonderful ladies of the parish that are in the sewing ministry. They do such a beautiful job making our liturgy so nice by what they sew for the glory of God. Now, today is All Souls Day. And oftentimes when you go to funerals, you wear black, maybe a black dress or a black suit, to show mourning and to show your sympathy to those who have lost a loved one. And so today, the church says that we can wear the black vestments to remind ourselves of those that have gone before us. As we pray, perhaps, for the souls of our parents, our grandparents, or other loved ones that have gone ahead of us. And we should pray for them. God has planted a desire in our heart that when we lose somebody that we love, we have an instinct desire to pray for them, that the Lord will take care of them. Now, if there were only heaven and hell, then it would not make sense to pray for the dead, because the souls in heaven are with God, the souls in hell separated from God and cannot be helped by our prayers. And so the church teaches us that, yes, there is a place that souls temporarily go that can benefit from the prayers and the masses that we offer for them. And that is called purgatory. Purgatory is a defined teaching of the faith. It's been a teaching of the faith for 2,000 years. It's not an optional teaching. It's something that every Catholic believes to be as part of our Catholic faith. Just as we believe in the other doctrines of the faith, purgatory is something that we have really, unfortunately, not heard much about in recent years. And yet, it's one of the official teachings of the Church. Now, exactly what is purgatory, and why would some souls perhaps need to go there? Well, purgatory is a temporary place of purification for the souls who die in God's friendship, in the state of grace, but who still may have smaller sins on their soul, venial sins, or they have imperfections still with them at the moment of their death. Now, of course, many souls, I'm sure, go straight to heaven when they die. But there are others that perhaps need some continual purification after death. Remember, purgatory is not a second chance. It's not another opportunity for salvation. When we die, at the moment of our death, we're either saved or damned. We're going to one of two places, ultimately to heaven or hell. But the souls on their way to heaven may still have some need of purification or healing that their soul may need to bring it and to restore it to the beauty that God would want that soul to have before it enters the beatific vision of God. And we ourselves would not even dare enter heaven or want to enter heaven unless we were properly disposed and properly prepared. For example, let's say somebody's going to come over to your house. What's the thing you do if you have somebody coming over to your house? You clean the house, right? You vacuum. You get things as ready as possible. Now, if we do that just for a human being, how much more so would we want our soul to be presentable to Almighty God? Let's say you're working out in the yard and you get all muddy working in the garden and you're going to go out for dinner to a very nice restaurant. What do? You take a shower and put on, you know, a nice outfit, and then you're ready to go. Well, purgatory is like giving our soul a shower. It's wanting to be more presentable before we enter the presence of God. Let's say you were invited to the White House or to the Vatican to meet the President or the Pope. You would certainly want to be as presentable as possible. Now, if we would want to be presentable just to an earthly person like the President or the Pope, how much more so would we want our souls to be made ready before we enter the presence of God? And that's what purgatory is all about. And there obviously is this purification process, which of course might last for an instant. It might last for a longer duration. We really don't know what the nature of this purification is. But it is some sort of a process of cleansing or restoring the soul to its utmost beauty. And we think that for another analogy would be exercise. Let's say if you want to perfect your body and lose some weight, you exercise, right? You go to the gym, you might work out or go in the treadmill. Now, that's not an easy thing, right? That takes some effort and there's some sacrifice and pain involved. And yet, we do that for the perfection of our body. Some will sit in a sauna, right? You ever been to a sauna? Maybe like a hot room where you sit there and you're in the sauna trying to lose some weight. Well, purgatory is like God's sauna, okay? It's the sauna for our soul, and it's an opportunity for us to be cleansed of the minor imperfections. Let's say if a bomb dropped right now on the auditorium and all of us were instantly killed, I imagine that, God willing, all of us are in God's grace and the state of friendship with God and sanctifying grace, so we would be saved. But how many of us maybe right now still have some anger in our lives or some maybe some attachments to certain things of this world? Maybe we're still a little bit selfish. Maybe we're still a little bit proud or vain or arrogant or whatever weaknesses we might still have. We still have the sort of the residue of sin in our lives. And that's what, if we don't eliminate that here on earth, that's what purgatory is for. Because now we would not even want to enter the presence of God unless we were perfectly presentable to the Lord. This is found in sacred scripture. The Bible says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." Jesus says, "Be perfect as the heavenly Father is perfect." St. Peter wrote in first letter of Peter, "He has called you to be holy. Be holy in every aspect of your conduct, for it is written, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord God, am holy.'" We also have the book of Revelation telling us nothing unclean can enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." So purgatory is a wonderful place. I'm not saying it's an easy place, but it is a wonderful place. It's where God's love meets his justice. It's a place of where the burning love of God can purify us like the refiner's fire. In Scripture, the Bible often talks about how God is the artist, and we're being fashioned more and more into the image and likeness of Christ. And when an artist is working with gold, he takes the gold and he puts it into the fire, and out comes the dross and the impurities. And eventually, the artist can fashion that gold so he can even see his own image in that gold. Then he knows it's ready. And that's what our life is called to be, an opportunity to become more and more like Christ. That's what holiness is, becoming the living image of Jesus Christ here and now. And all of us, as Christians, are called to become the living image of Jesus Christ. Now, if we die before that image is perfectly formed, we'll need to be refined by the fire of God's love in that wonderful place of transformation so that we can become saints and enter into heaven. And then, hopefully, when God looks at us, he will see his own image in us. And everything that is not of God needs to be eliminated from our life. The selfishness, the pride, whatever it might be, we either have to purify and eliminate in this world, or God will help us and in the next. So purgatory really is a wonderful place of purification. And it's found in sacred scripture as well. Sometimes people say, well, where is it in the Bible? One of the clearest passages is 2 Maccabees, where it says that Judas Maccabeus had sacrifices offered for those who died in battle, that they may be released from their sins. Now, after death, we cannot be released from mortal sin, obviously, but from venial sins and smaller sins and imperfections. And the Bible says it is a just and holy thought to pray for the dead, that they may be released from their sins. Now, if there were only heaven and hell, it would make no sense to pray for the dead. So the Bible tells us that praying for the dead is helpful, it's good, and it's beneficial to those who have died. So on this feast day of All Souls, let's pray for our parents or grandparents, brothers or sisters, anybody that we have known and loved that has gone before us, because we can still help them by our prayers. They say it's one of the greatest acts of charity to pray for the souls in purgatory, because they cannot pray for themselves. They're totally at the disposal of us. They're totally reliant upon our prayers and the prayers of the church. So let's remember them on this feast day of All Souls. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.